Well, absolutely they do. And I think that my colleagues throughout the Northwest and down along the Western Seaboard see the three government TDs here in Sligo as an obstacle in relation to delivering the Western Rail Corridor. I think it's vital. Even this week with the Northern and Western Assembly, we met with Knock Airport and discussed the line to Colooney and the thoughts of connecting to Knock Airport. And the Knock Airport themselves has a clear state clearly now that what they want is delivery of the line to Colooney. They don't want a hub or anything else up to the airport itself. They want to be able to provide a courier service from Charlestown for people who book flights to come on the train, hop on the courier service and up to the airport. That's the long plan. So we want to get all our elected members here in Sligo to deliver the northern, the Western Rail track. And we also want to see a greenway developed between Colooney and Bilahi. Not on the line, but close to us. My own personal view is that the greenway should travel on the face of the Ox Mountains, cross the Ox Mountains and head for the mountain bike centre, go on to Clonacool, onto Clare, and then on to Charlestown. I think that would be a scenic route for a greenway. If the greenway is put on the line or beside it, it has no scenic value. So I'd really like to see the greenway developed. I think the concept of hopping on a plane in Belfast, cycling or walking the whole way to Knock is still a viable option. And I think the councillors all agree on that.
And in terms of local TDs, they have been facing some criticism for not shouting louder as it relates to the Western Rail Corridor. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't understand it personally, because basically the majority of the people in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal want the railway connection from Sligo the whole way to Limerick and down to Cork along the Western, along the Wild Atlantic Way. I think it's absolutely a very vital and necessary part of the infrastructure. And even the Donegal TDs are shouting louder than the Mayo TDs or the Galway TDs to get this done. The silence from the three TDs here is very unexplainable, because, you know, within two and a half years, this passenger train will be delivered from Tuam to Holway to Kilmarnock into Ballinagh. So, like, it's only 47 miles that needs to be done now after this. And I think that when the Kilmarnock line is delivered, surely the next connection will be onto Sligo. And I think the pressure coming from Knock Airport and the Northern Western Assembly will progress in that way. So I think the train line is nearer than people think. As I said, I'm involved with the Northern and Western Assembly. We're tasked with the delivery of the Kilmarnock to Tuam line. And I know it's progressing because I'm working with those guys every day. So when that's done, the natural progression after that is from Kilmarnock to Sligo.